The next word is ring. English. The ring is beautiful. Punjabi. Rig sohani hai. Breakdown. Rig means ring. Sohani means beautiful. Hai is the present tense form of the verb to be. Key concepts. Hai is a very common verb in Punjabi and is used to indicate is, or, am, or, are in this example. Sohani is used as an adjective to describe the ring. The word order in Punjabi is different than English. The adjective Sohani comes before the noun rig. English. The ring is beautiful. Punjabi. Rig Sohani hai. The next word is dead. English. He is dead. Punjabi. Oh, mar gaya hai. Breakdown. Oh. This is the Punjabi word for he. It is the subject of the sentence. Mar. This is the Punjabi word for die. Gaya. This is the past tense of the verb to go. This is added to the verb die to form the past tense of the verb. Hai. This is the Punjabi word for is. In English, we would say, he died. The is at the end of the sentence denotes that the action, death, occurred in the past and continues to be true. Key concept. Punjabi uses the verb to go to denote past tense. English. He is dead. Punjabi. Oh, mar gaya hai. The next word is afternoon. English. It's afternoon. Punjabi. Dopahir ho gayi hai. Breakdown. Dopahir. This is the word for afternoon. Ho. This is the verb to be in the present tense, used here as a helping verb. Gayi. This is the past participle of the verb to go. Hai. This is the present tense of the verb to be. This is a common way to express the time of day in Punjabi. You will see this pattern with other times of day. Saveer ho gayi hai. It's morning. Important note. Hai is very important to use at the end of the sentence. It can never be omitted. The next word is how. English. How do you do this? Punjabi. TUCFO KIVE CARD HO. Breakdown. TUC means you, plural or formal singular. FO means this. KIVE means how. CARD HO means do, present continuous tense. Key concept. The sentence uses the word kive to ask a question about the way in which something is done. The verb card ho is in the present continuous tense, indicating an ongoing action. The next word is prefer. English. I prefer to eat Punjabi food. Punjabi. Me Punjabi khana. Karana. Pasand kagadaha. Maya kari ki charik Punjabi karana karana pasand kagadaha kari ki charik. Breakdown. Me. Maya kari ki charik. Colon, I, masculine, this is the subject pronoun for I in the masculine form. Punjabi. Punjabi. Colon, Punjabi, this is the adjective describing the noun, food, khana. Karana. Colon, food, this is the noun that is being modified by the adjective, Punjabi. Pasand. Pasand. Colon, like, this is the noun, which means liking, or preference. Kagada. Kaga. Colon, do slash does. This is the verb, indicating present tense action in the masculine singular form. The subject of the verb is I, M, I, letter 1, E, 4, 1. Ha. Ha, colon, am, this is the auxiliary verb, which helps with the present tense conjugation. Key concepts. Gender in Punjabi. In Punjabi, nouns have grammatical gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter. This impacts the verb conjugation, pronouns, and adjectives. Word order. The typical word order in Punjabi is subject-object-verb, SOV. However, there can be variations depending on the sentence structure. Auxiliary verbs. Punjabi uses auxiliary verbs, like HA macron letter 1E41, in verb conjugation, similar to English. You can practice this sentence by changing the noun, food, to other things you might prefer like a color, or drink, and then changing the gender of the subject, I, to practice feminine, or plural forms. The next word is extend. English. He extended his hand in greeting. Punjabi. Asni apna hath salam kaan lai vadiya. Breakdown. Us. This is the third person singular pronoun, meaning he. Ni. This is the post position indicating by or with. It attaches to the subject of the sentence. Apna. This is the possessive pronoun meaning his. Hath. This means hand. Salam. This is the noun form of greeting. Khan. This is the infinitive form of the verb to do or to make. In this sentence, it is used as a gerund, meaning doing. Lie. This is a postposition meaning for. Vadiya. This is the past tense of the verb vadana, meaning to extend or to stretch out. Key concepts. Postpositions. Punjabi uses postpositions instead of prepositions. These are words that come after the noun they modify, like ni or lie. Infinitives and gerunds. In Punjabi, infinitives and gerunds are both formed with the suffix ni. English translation. He extended his hand in greeting. The next word is possibility. English. There is a possibility that he will come. Punjabi. Asnan disam havna hai. Breakdown. Ast. This is the possessive form of the pronoun. Us. He, meaning his. On. This is the infinitive form of the verb. Ana. To come. Di. This is the postposition indicating possession of. Samhavna. This is the noun meaning possibility. Hi. This is the present tense conjugation of the verb. Hona. To be. English. There is a possibility that he will come. Punjabi. Asnan di samhavna hai. The next word is direction. English. The bus driver gave us directions to the temple. Punjabi. Bus wale ne sanu mandir jaan dara dasya. Breakdown. Bus wale. Bus driver. This is a compound word where wale is a suffix meaning one who or the one who. So the entire phrase translates to the one who drives the bus. Ne. Has a complex function, but here it is used to indicate the subject. The bus driver performed the action. Sanu. Us, the indirect object, the recipient of the direction. Mandir. Temple, the destination. John. To go, an infinitive form used to describe the purpose of the directions. The means of, and modifies the noun. Ra. Ra. Way, or direction, the direct object of the verb. Thusia. Past tense of. Thusuna. To tell, to give directions. Key concepts. Ne. Is a versatile particle in Punjabi. It is used to indicate that the subject is performing the action of the verb. Punjabi frequently uses compound words, combining two or more words to create a new meaning. This is why Baswali is a single word in Punjabi, though it comprises two English words. Punjabi verbs have a rich system of tenses and moods, which allows for expressing subtle nuances of time and action. Dasya is the past tense of Dasuna, and this helps convey the completed nature of the action. English: the bus driver gave us directions to the temple. Punjabi: bus wale ne sanu mandir jandara dasya. The next word is facility. English: the new hospital has excellent facilities. Punjabi: Hi Enavia letter 1E41, Hi Hospital, Hi Vich, Hi Bahut, Hi Via letter 1E0D, letter 1E0D, I Macron YA Macron letter 1E41, Hi SU Macron VIDHA Macron A Macron letter 1E41, Hi Ni, Hi. Breakdown: Hi Enavia letter 1E41, Hi New, masculine singular, Hi Hospital, Hi Hospital, masculine singular, Hi Vich, Hi In, within, postposition, Hi Bahut, Hi Very, Many, adverb, Hi Via letter 1E0D, letter 1E0D, I Macron YA Macron letter 1E41, Hi Good, excellent, feminine plural, Hi SU Macron VIDHA Macron A Macron letter 1E41, Hi Facilities, feminine plural, Hi Ni, Hi Are, exist, verb. Key concepts. Gender. In Punjabi, nouns have gender. Hi, hospital, hi, is masculine, while, hi SU Macron VIDHA Macron A Macron letter 1E41, hi, are feminine. Postposition. Hi, which, hi, is a postposition, which means it comes after the noun it modifies. Plural. Hi via letter 1E0D, letter 1E0D, I Macron YA Macron letter 1E41, Hi, and, Hi SU Macron VIDHA Macron A Macron letter 1E41, Hi, are both plural forms. Verb. Hi, Ni, Hi, is a verb that indicates existence, or presence. English. The new hospital has excellent facilities. Punjabi. Hi Enna via letter 1E41, Hi, hospital, hi, Vich, hi, Bahut, hi, via letter 1E0D, letter 1E0D, I Macron YA Macron letter 1E41, hi SU Macron VIDHA Macron A Macron letter 1E41, hi, Ni, hi. The next word is variety. English. There is a variety of food available at the market. Punjabi. Bazaar vich kandi bohut vedata hai. Breakdown. Bazaar. This means market in Punjabi. It's a common word you'll encounter frequently. Vich. This means in or inside. It's used to denote location. Khan. This means food. It's an essential word for talking about meals. B. This is a possessive particle, similar to, of, in English. It's often used to show ownership. Bohut. This means, a lot, or, much, and is used to emphasize quantity. Vedata. This means, variety, in Punjabi. It's a good word to use when describing different options. Hi. This is the Punjabi word for is or are. It's a common verb used in various tenses. Remember, Punjabi uses a different word order than English. The direct translation of there is a variety of food available at the market would be more like market in food a lot varieties. But the Punjabi sentence Bazaar vich kandi bohat vedata hai is perfectly grammatical and conveys the same meaning. English, there is a variety of food available at the market. Punjabi Bazaar vich kandi bohat vedata hai. The next word is daily. English, I go to the market daily. Punjabi Meroz Bazaar Jada Ha. Breakdown. Meh. This is the subject pronoun. I. Roz. This is the word for daily or everyday. It is similar to the English word rose, but the pronunciation is different. Bazaar. This is the noun, market. Jada. This is the present tense verb, go. The ending, da, indicates the masculine singular subject. Key concepts. Gender. In Punjabi, nouns have gender. Market is masculine, so the verb ending is da. Tense. Punjabi verbs have various endings to indicate tense. Jada is present tense. English, I go to the market daily. Punjabi. Meroz Bazaar Jada Ha. The next word is clothes. English, he wears nice clothes. Punjabi. Usohane kapare pauda hai. Breakdown. This is the subject pronoun, meaning he. Sohane. This is an adjective meaning nice or beautiful. It modifies the noun. Kapare. Kapare. This is the noun meaning clothes. It's plural. Pauda. This is the present tense verb meaning wears. It's in the masculine singular form. Hair. This is a grammatical particle indicating the sentence is in the present tense and is a statement. Key concepts. This sentence demonstrates the basic structure of a Punjabi sentence. Subject, adjective, noun, verb, particle. Punjabi has grammatical genders, masculine and feminine, and numbers, singular and plural, that must be considered when using adjectives and verbs. The word order in Punjabi is usually subject-object-verb, but there are some exceptions. English. He wears nice clothes. Punjabi. Usohane kapare pauda hai. The next word is screen. English. The screen of my phone is broken. Punjabi. Mere phone di screen toot gayi hai. Breakdown. Mere. Mere. Means my and is a possessive pronoun. Pawn. Phone. Means phone. The. The. Means of and acts as a possessive marker, attaching the phone to the screen. Screen. Screen means screen. Tut. Tut means to break and is in the past tense, it broke. Gai. Gai is the past tense marker, indicating that the breaking happened in the past. Hai. Hai means, is, and connects the past action of breaking with the present state of the screen, it is broken. Key concepts. Possessive pronouns. Mary. Indicates ownership of the phone. Possessive marker. The. Connects the phone to the screen. Past tense. Tut gai. Describes an action that occurred in the past. Present tense. Ha. Indicates the current state of the screen, broken. The next word is track. English. We tracked the movement of the birds. Punjabi. Asi panchiya di harakat da pata laya. Breakdown. Asi. Asi akkarik icharik. We, subject. Panchiya. Panchiya akkarik icharik. Birds, object. The. Die. Of, possessive particle. Harakat. Harkat. Movement, object. The. Da. Of, possessive particle. Pata. Pata. Track, verb. Laya. Layer. Past tense. Key concepts. The sentence uses the verb. Pata laya. Which translates to track in English. The word. Harakat. Is a noun that refers to movement. The use of the possessive particles. The. And. The. Is important for showing ownership or connection between the birds and their movement. English. We tracked the movement of the birds. Punjabi. Asi panchiya di harakat da pata laya. The next word is back. English. He went back to his house. Punjabi. Uha pane kar vapas gaya. Breakdown. Oh. He slash she slash it, pronoun. Apane. His or her slash its, possessive adjective. Kar. House, noun. Vapas. Back, adverb. Gia. Went, verb. The sentence uses the. Vapas. Word in the adverbial form, meaning that it modifies the verb. Gia. This is a common way to express the idea of going back in Punjabi. The verb. Gia. Is in the past tense, indicating that the action happened in the past. The next word is dance. English. She dances beautifully. Punjabi. Uh sohana na chadi hai. Breakdown. Uh. She, the subject of the sentence. Sohana. Beautifully, adverb, modifying the verb. This is a key concept to remember. In Punjabi, adverbs often come before the verb. Na chadi. Dances, the verb describing the action. It's in the present tense. Ha. Is, the auxiliary verb, used to connect the subject and the main verb in the present tense. English. She dances beautifully. Punjabi. Uh sohana na chadi hai. The next word is completely. English. He completely forgot about the meeting. Punjabi. Uh meeting bare puri tarha bhul gaya. Uh. Meeting. Bare. Puri. Tarha. Pull. Gaya. Breakdown. Oh. he/she/it, pronoun, subject. Meeting. Meeting, noun, object. Body. About, postposition, indicating relation to the meeting. Body. Complete, adjective, modifying, tarha, way. Tarha. Way, noun, indicates manner. Pull. Forgot, verb, past tense. Gia. Went, auxiliary verb, indicating past tense. Key concept. Puri. Tarha. Together mean, completely, and. Gia. Is the auxiliary verb indicating past tense. English. He completely forgot about the meeting. Punjabi. Uh meeting bari puri tarha pul gia. The next word is female. English. She is a female doctor. Punjabi. Uhi kohat rakatar hai. Breakdown. Uh. She, this is the subject pronoun. Ik. This is the indefinite article. Ohat. Female, this is the noun. This is the feminine word for person in Punjabi. Doctor. Doctor, this is the noun that describes the person. Hair. Is, this is the present tense verb. Key concepts. Punjabi is a gendered language. There are masculine and feminine forms for words that are gendered. Here, the word for female is Aurat. The masculine form of this word is Aadami. Punjabi word order follows the standard subject-verb-object structure. Punjabi uses articles similar to English. English. She is a female doctor. Punjabi. Uhi kohat rakatar hai. The next word is responsibility. English. He has a big responsibility. Punjabi. Usdi badi zimidari hai. Breakdown. Us means his or her and is the third person singular subject pronoun. This is a key concept in Punjabi, as it can often be a confusing pronoun depending on context. De. This is a possessive marker meaning his or her. Badi means big or large. Zimidari means responsibility. Hi means is and acts as a linking verb. The sentence literally translates as his big responsibility is. This is a standard Punjabi sentence structure and one of the easiest to learn. The next word is original. English. The original book is in the library. Punjabi. Mool kitab library cha hai. Breakdown. Mool. Original. Kitab. Book. Library. Library. Cha. In. Hai. Is. Key concepts. Cha. Is a postposition indicating location. It is similar to the English, in, and, at. Hai. Is the present tense form of the verb, to be. This sentence is in the simple present tense, and is a declarative sentence. Remember, the Punjabi sentence structure is subject-object-verb, SOV. This means that the subject comes first, then the object, and finally the verb. The next word is sister. English. My sister is a doctor. Punjabi. Meri pen daakatar hai. Breakdown. Meri. This is the possessive form of meh. I, and means my. It is used to show ownership. Pen. This word means sister, and is used to refer to a female sibling. Doctor. This word means doctor. It refers to a medical professional. This is the present tense of the verb, to be, indicating that the sister is a doctor at this time. Key concept. Punjabi uses postpositions, words that come after the noun, instead of prepositions to show relationships between words, like, of, and, to. The word, the, is used to indicate possession, as in, Mary Pern, meaning, my sister. English, my sister is a doctor. Punjabi, Mary Pern Doctor Hai. The next word is rock. English, the rock is heavy. Punjabi, Pathabari A Makron. Breakdown. Patha. This is the Punjabi word for rock. It's a noun. Bari. This is the Punjabi word for heavy. It's an adjective. A makron. This is the Punjabi word for is or is a. This is a verb. Key concepts. Word order. In Punjabi, the adjective bari usually comes after the noun. Patha. Gender. Notice how the adjective changes depending on the gender of the noun. In this case, patha. Rock is a masculine noun. Simple sentences. The structure of this sentence follows the typical pattern of a simple sentence. Subject plus verb plus object, or adjective in this case. Translation. The rock is heavy. The next word is dream. English. I dreamt of a beautiful garden. Punjabi. Mesupanevichik Sudarbagadekia. My Supnevichik Sundarbagdeka. Breakdown. My. I. Subject pronoun. Supne. Dream, in the dative case, which indicates the recipient of the action, here, in a dream. Which. In preposition. Ik. A indefinite article, singular. Sundar. Beautiful, adjective. Bag. Garden, noun. Dekhia. Saw, past tense of the verb, to see. Key concepts. Punjabi grammar uses postpositions, instead of prepositions. For example, in the dream, is dreaming. Sapne vich. In Punjabi. Punjabi adjectives come after the noun they modify. The word order in Punjabi sentences is subject-object-verb, SOV. English. I dreamt of a beautiful garden. Punjabi. Mesupane vichik sudarbagadekia. My sapne vichik sundarbagdeka. The next word is nor. English. He did not go to school today. Punjabi. Uhaj sakool nahi gaya. Breakdown. This is the Punjabi word for he. This is the subject of the sentence, indicating who did not go to school. This is the Punjabi word for today. This is a temporal adverb indicating when the action happened. Sakool. This is the Punjabi word for school. It is the object of the preposition. Nu. Which means to. Nahi. This is the Punjabi word for not. This is a negative particle, which negates the verb. Gya. This is the Punjabi word for went. This is the past tense of the verb indicating the action that happened. This sentence uses a negative construction, using nahi to negate the verb. The word order follows the typical subject-verb-object structure of Punjabi. Key concepts. Subject-verb-object structure in Punjabi. Negation in Punjabi using nahi. Temporal adverbs. English. He did not go to school today. Punjabi. Ufaj school nahi gaya. The next word is university. English. He goes to the university. Punjabi. Oh, university jada hai. Breakdown. He. University. 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 Jada. Jada. Goes, masculine singular. Hair. Hi. Is. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Punjabi, verbs and adjectives change form depending on the gender of the noun they modify. In this sentence, Jada. Jada. Is the masculine singular form of the verb, to go, because. Refers to a male. Sentence structure. Punjabi follows a subject-verb-object, SVO, sentence structure, similar to English. English. He goes to the university. Punjabi. Oh, university jada hai. The next word is mean. English. The meaning of this word is not clear to me. Punjabi. Is shabad da matlab mainu samajh nahi aaya. Breakdown. Is this bad word da of possessive marker matlab meaning mainu to me samajh understanding nahi not aaya. Came, past tense. Key concepts. Possessive marker. The indicates possession. Here, it shows the word's meaning. Past tense. The verb aaya is in the past tense, signifying that the understanding did not come or happen in the present moment. Translation. The meaning of this word is not clear to me. The next word is easily. English. He can easily read Punjabi. Punjabi. Oh, asani nal Punjabi par sakda hai. Breakdown. Oh. He. Subject pronoun. Asani nal. Easily. Adverb. Punjabi. Punjabi, noun. Par. To read, verb. Sakda hai. Can, modal verb, this part of the sentence signifies ability. Key concepts. Asani nal. Is a common phrase in Punjabi meaning, easily. It's important to remember this as it's frequently used. The verb par is in the present tense. It's useful to learn different conjugations of verbs to be able to express different tenses. The modal verb sakda hai adds to the meaning of ability. This is a crucial concept in Punjabi grammar as it allows you to express different types of possibility and ability. This sentence demonstrates a simple and clear use of the word easily in Punjabi. By understanding the grammar and key concepts, you can learn to express the same idea using different words and sentence structures. The next word is agency. English. The travel agency is on Main Street. Punjabi.
Yatra agency Main Street. Dehe.
Breakdown. Yatra. Yatra, travel.
Agency.
Agency, agency.
Main Street.
Main Street, Main Street.
De.
T, on, location.
He.
High is. Key concepts. The Punjabi word for agency is agency. Agency. You can use the preposition de t to indicate location, similar to on in English. English. The travel agency is on Main Street, Punjabi.
Yadaka agency Main Street, Deha.
The next word is dollar. English. The cost of this book is $5. Punjabi.
Is kitab di kimat $5 hai.
Breakdown. Is.
Is. This. Kitab.
Kitab. Book.
The.
The.
Of.
Kimat.
Kimat.
Price slash cost.
Punj.
Punj.
$5.
Dollar. Dollar.
Hair.
High. Is. Key concepts. Word order. Punjabi word order is generally subject-object-verb, SOV, but in this sentence, it's slightly different. In this sentence, the object,
kitab,
book, is presented first, then the possessor slash object,
the,
of, and then the subject,
kimat,
price, gender agreement. Notice how,
the,
changes to match the gender of the noun.
Kitab.
Kitab, book, a feminine word. Possessive marker. The word.
The
functions as a possessive marker, indicating that the price belongs to the book. Noun adjective agreement. Notice how.
Punj.
Punj is the adjective and.
Dollar.
Dollar is the noun. They agree in gender because
dollar.
Dollar is a masculine word. This is a very common occurrence in Punjabi. Translation. The price of this book is $5. The next word is garden. English. The garden is full of beautiful flowers. Punjabi.
Bad sudar pula nal paria hoya hai.
Breakdown.
Bag.
Bag. Garden, masculine noun.
Sudar.
Sundar. Beautiful, adjective.
Pula.
Fallen. Flowers, plural, the ending, an, indicates plurality.
Nal.
Now. With, postposition.
Paria.
Baria. Filled, past participle, used as an adjective.
Hoya.
Hoya. Is, past participle of the verb, to be, used as an adjective.
Hair.
High. Is, present tense of the verb, to be. Key concepts. Masculine nouns. In Punjabi, many nouns are classified as either masculine or feminine. This affects the grammar, particularly the agreement between adjectives and nouns. In this sentence,
bag
is masculine. Plurality, the plural form of
pul.
Flower is
pula,
which is formed by adding the suffix an. Postpositions. Punjabi uses postpositions instead of prepositions. In this case,
nal
is a postposition indicating with past participles. Past participles are often used as adjectives. For example,
paria.
Field describes the garden. English. The garden is full of beautiful flowers. Punjabi.
Bad sudar pula nal paria hoya hai.
The next word is fix. English. The car is broken. Please fix it. Punjabi. GA Arabic. J Arabic. Farsi ye karab hai. Kine nu thik karo. Breakdown. GA Arabic. J Arabic. Farsi ye. This is the word for car in Punjabi. Karab. This means broken in Punjabi. It is used as an adjective modifying the noun. GA Arabic, J Arabic, Farsi ye. Hi. This is the Punjabi word for is, and it is a linking verb, connecting the subject. GA Arabic, J Arabic, Farsi ye. With the adjective. Karab. Kin. This is the Punjabi word for please and is used to make the request more polite. A. This is a demonstrative pronoun that refers to the car, making it clear that we are talking about the specific car mentioned earlier. Nu. This is a preposition that means to or for. In this context, it indicates the object of the action. Seek karo. This means fix it. Seek is the verb fix and karo is the imperative form of the verb to do in Punjabi, making it a command. Key concepts. Subject verb agreement. The verb hi agrees with the subject. GA Arabic, J Arabic, Farsi ye. In number and gender. Imperative form. Karo. Is used to create a command. Demonstrative pronoun. A. Points to the specific car. English. The car is broken. Please fix it. Punjabi. GA Arabic, J Arabic, Farsi ye karab hai. Kine nu thik karo. The next word is ahead. English. We are walking ahead of them. Punjabi.
Asi unha to agge tur rahe ha.
Breakdown. Asi. Asi. We, subject pronoun.
Unha.
Unhan. Them, object pronoun.
To.
Turn. From,
learn, agge.
Ag. Ahead, in front of.
Tur.
Tur. Walk, verb stem.
Rahe.
Ra. A, present continuous tense marker.
Ha.
Han. A present continuous tense marker, used with plural subjects. Key concepts. Word order. The subject, we, comes before the verb, walking, and the object, them, comes after the verb. Prepositions. The preposition.
To.
Is used to indicate movement from something, and.
Agge.
Is used to indicate movement ahead of something. Present continuous tense. The present continuous tense is formed by using the verb stem, ter, plus the present continuous tense marker, ra slash han. This tense indicates an action that is happening now. English. We are walking ahead of them. Punjabi.
Asi unha to agge tur rahe ha.
The next word is cross. English. The bird crossed the street. Punjabi.
Chidiya sadak nu paake gaye.
Breakdown. Chidiya. Bird, feminine.
Sadak.
Street, feminine. Nu. To, marks direction, used with verbs of motion.
Pa.
Across.
Ki.
Did.
past tense marker for verbs. Gehe. Went, past tense of. Jana. To go, feminine. Key concepts. The Punjabi language uses gender agreement. The bird and street are both feminine, so the past tense marker. Ke. And the past tense of. Jana. Gehe. Are also feminine. The new particle is used before nouns when referring to a destination. Translation. The bird crossed the street. The next word is yeh. English. He said, yeh. Punjabi. Uhane ki ha. Ha. Breakdown. Uhane. Oon. He slash she slash it, in the past tense. Kiha. Kiha. Said, past tense. Ha. Han. Yes. Key concepts. The. Ne. Ni. Suffix indicates a past tense subject. Punjabi can use the same word to convey he, she, it, and they. Ha. Han. Is used for yes. Punjabi uses a comma and quotation marks like English. English. He said, yeah. Punjabi. Uhane ki ha. Ha. The next word is candidate. English. The candidate is very qualified for the job. Punjabi. If umidwar no kareela ima foot yog hai. Breakdown. If. This demonstrative pronoun. Umidwar. Candidate, noun. No kare. Job, noun. Lai. For, post position. Barefoot. Very, adverb. Yog. Qualified, adjective. Hair. Is, copula verb. Key concepts. Demonstrative pronouns point to specific things, in this case, the candidate. Post positions like. Lai. Show the relationship between the noun. Umidwar. And the job. The adjective. Yog. Describes the candidate's qualifications. English. The candidate is very qualified for the job. Punjabi. If umidwar no kareela ima foot yog hai. The next word is weight. English. The weight of the bag is 5 kilograms. Punjabi. Tere da vazan 5 kilogram hai. Breakdown. Tere. This is the Punjabi word for bag. It is in the genitive case, indicating possession. Da. This is the Punjabi word for of. It connects the bag to its weight. Vazan. This is the Punjabi word for weight. Panj. This is the number 5 in Punjabi. Kilogram. This is the Punjabi word for kilogram. Hair. This is the Punjabi word for is. It is the present tense form of the verb to be. Key concepts. Genitive case. This case is used to show possession. In this sentence, tere is in the genitive case, indicating that the weight belongs to the bag. Present tense. The verb to be in Punjabi is conjugated differently for each tense. In this sentence, hair is the present tense form of the verb, indicating that the weight is currently 5 kilograms. English. The weight of the bag is 5 kilograms. Punjabi. Tere da vazan 5 kilogram hai. The next word is even. English. Even he is not able to do this. Punjabi. Oh, vee nahi kar sakda. Breakdown. Oh. This is the Punjabi word for he. Vee. This is the Punjabi word for also or even. Eh. This is the Punjabi word for this. Nahi. This is the Punjabi word for not. Kar. This is the verb to do in the present tense. Sakada. This is the suffix that makes the verb to do into can do or is able to do. Key concepts. V is a very important word in Punjabi that can be used to indicate also or even. It is often used in conjunction with other words to emphasize a particular point. The suffix sakada is used to make verbs into the can do or is able to do form. English. Even he is not able to do this. Punjabi. Oh, vee nahi kar sakada. The next word is legal. English. It is legal to vote in India. Punjabi. Bharat vich vote paun lagal hai. Breakdown. Bharat. India. Vich. In. Vote. Vote. Paun. To get. Lagal. Legal, permissible. High. Is. Key concepts. Vich. This post position indicates location and is similar to in or within. Pawn. This verb means to get or to receive. Lagal. This adjective is used to describe something that is legal, permissible, or allowed. English. It is legal to vote in India. Punjabi. Bharat vich vote paun lagal hai. The next word is proposal. English. He proposed to her. Punjabi. Usne usnu vyalai prapoja kita. Usne usnu vyalai prapoja kita. Breakdown. Usne. This is the third person singular masculine form of the pronoun, he. It is a subject pronoun, meaning that it is the doer of the action. Usnu. This is the third person singular feminine form of the pronoun, her. It is an object pronoun, meaning that it is the receiver of the action. In this case, it is the person being proposed to. Viya. This is the Punjabi word for marriage. It is used in this case to specify the type of proposal. Lie. This is the Punjabi word for. It is used to show the purpose of the proposal. Propose. This is the Punjabi word for proposed and is a verb. Kita. This is the past tense of the verb to do, which in this case means proposed. Memorization. You can memorize this sentence by thinking of the actions involved in a proposal. The man proposes, the woman receives the proposal, and the purpose of the proposal is marriage. The word propose is similar to the English word propose. Translation. He proposed to her. Equals. Usne usnu vyalai prapoz kita. The next word is version. English. This is the latest version of the book. Punjabi. Ik kitab da namah vajan hai. A kitab da namah vajan hai. Breakdown. Ik. A. This demonstrative pronoun, kitab. Kitab. Book, noun, da. Da. Of possessive particle, namah. Namah. New adjective, virgin. Virgin. Version noun, hair. High. Is verb. Key concepts. Possessive particle. Da. Da. Is used to show possession, similar to, of, in English. Noun adjective agreement. In Punjabi, adjectives agree with the noun they modify in gender and number. Here, Navan. Navan. Is masculine and singular to agree with, Kitab. Kitab. English. This is the latest version of the book. Punjabi. Ik kitab da navan vajan hai. A kitab da navan vajan hai. The next word is conversation. English. They are having a conversation. Punjabi. Oh, galla kar rahe hain. Breakdown. Oh. This is the third person plural pronoun, meaning they. Galla. This is the plural form of the word for conversation, talk, or story. Kar. This is the verb to do or to make. Rahe. This is the present continuous tense marker, indicating an ongoing action. Hun. This is the present tense marker for the third person plural. Key concepts. Pronoun usage. Oh. Is used to refer to the subject of the sentence. They. Plural forms. Galla. Is the plural form of the noun, emphasizing multiple conversations. Present continuous tense, the combination of kar and rahe forms the present continuous tense, showing the ongoing nature of the conversation. Translation. They are having a conversation.